listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. It's so amazing to have you here in the collective consciousness. We have an amazing show planned today. We're talking about collapsing the illusion. That's the theme for the series. This series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, what was once remembered, but maybe now forgotten. Forgotten from other realms, other galaxies, other worlds. So as we start the show, let's call on the ancient ones. Let's bring in the divine beings of love, light, power, and service to be with us today. And so I have an amazing guest to announce to you, someone who's been on the show before and someone who I'm very pleased to bring on right now. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Mark Ramiro's successful 19-year career as an executive manager and CEO took a dramatic turn the day a former NASA consultant discovered that his music contained frequencies that harmonizes listeners' energy fields, rising them above negative influences in the environment and limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions. Today, as founder of MarkRamiroMusic.com, Mark educates people worldwide on the science of energy as it relates to human functioning and empowers them with his music and energy work. His music and healing sessions have placed him on the stage with internationally respected leaders like Marianne Williamson, Mark Victor Hansen, Harv Eker, and Dr. Bruce Lipton, and is recognized as a leader in the field of transformation and optimizing personal energy. So wonderful show we have planned. Welcome, Mark. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, we are overcoming obstacles. We are going to be unleashing the prosperous you. All right, everyone. So
no pressure, right?
No pressure. Yeah, no pressure. The universe has us in its wonderful, beautiful hands. Everything is divinely orchestrated, and here we are together. So everyone, again, unleashing the prosperous you. And I'm really excited about this call because Mark's going to be talking about really some of the things that are important to a lot of us, and that's really our relationship with prosperity. You know, prosperity in all its forms. So Mark's going to be talking about how to release the five biggest prosperity blocks and really move past them, how to transcend the blocks and evolve our consciousness, which is something that I think most people, if not everyone on the call, is really intimately kind of involved with in their journey. Talking about the four doorways to release your limiting beliefs. So amazing call we have. So also everyone, Mark is going to be taking questions. So star two, if you'd like to have the opportunity to speak with Mark live on the phone, or of course the webinar page, which is something that you can just put your question in there on the webinar page, and that is with your name and put your question in there. And then Mark's also going to be doing a healing process. So it's a healing process. Obviously, it's a musical process designed to build your self-worth and appreciation and let go of self-doubt. And we'll talk about self-doubt a little bit, Mark, and the role self-doubt plays in abundance. So, yeah, beautiful. Here we are. So, Mark, why don't we do this? Why don't we go ahead and get started? You know, I think that a lot of people, you know, have heard you, have worked with you in the past, but there might be some folks who have not, you know, heard you. And let's just talk a little bit about your backstory, you know, your story. You certainly were a very, very successful business person, CEO, entrepreneur as well. And now you, you know, work by bringing in the light through your music. Can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, how that all evolved?
You know, it's so funny as you say that. I just have the biggest smile on my face because, you know, I would love to say that I just nonchalantly just walked into this with effortless ease and all that, but that would not be the case. So it was kind of like, I think it kind of all started one night. My wife, Lara, told me, you know, she said, you know, you're a healer, don't you? And I said, you know what? Don't even talk to me about that healing stuff. I literally ran down the hallway screaming, That's the kind of stuff, man. They tie you to the tree and they set you on fire. I don't want nothing to do with anything like that. And so when the concept was first presented to me, I was very needless to say, very resistant. If you ever want to make a corporate guy run down the hallway, you know, you tell him he's a healer and that he has past life issues to resolve, which was literally the case. And then, of course, you know, I come out with my first album. It gets in the hands of a guy from NASA who discovers what? That the music's healing. I'm like going, yeah, great, thanks. Just when I thought I was going to run away from my purpose in life and my path, sometimes you just can't get away from those things. So that literally changed the whole course of my life. And, you know, I play the game. I think as many of us are taught, you know, you go to school, you get out of school, you go get a job, you work your way up the ladder, you make more and more money. The higher you get, the more money you make, the more happy you'll be and more content and all that good stuff. And I had climbed all the way to the top and I realized, you know, I'm anything but happy, anything but content, anything but fulfilled. There's something wrong with this model. And I just felt that I had been placed here for something more. And so, you know, I took the leap of faith, man. I walked away from a 19-year career, and I was determined to get into motivational speaking and transformational work. Little did I know that energy work and healing would come into that, but it's just, I guess there are no accidents in how life unfolds. So that's kind of the backstory. It was kind of a process. I mean, I'm this over 10 years ago now. That I've been using music and energy work as a tool to help people to remember who they really are, that we really are these powerful, beautiful, unlimited expressions of universal source energy. And we come here to play the game of life, to really have the experience of removing the pieces that say we're anything but that. And so that's what I've been supporting with over the years. I've played lots of pieces of music to people over the years to help them to shift through their stuff and to help them to unveil the masterpiece that's within.
Mm. Well, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. You know, I can speak for myself, and I'm sure I can speak for a lot of people, that music makes a profound difference. You know, even on a, on a regular physical 3D level, you know, you can see people listening to music. Mm-hmm. And there's this you know, connection that's, and a sense of something bigger than yourself. And that's even with kind of regular type music. But, you know, talk to us a little bit about how your music is different, because your music truly is transformative. So it's not just transformative in, wow, this is a beautiful piece, like you're listening to some sort of amazing gifted composer, you know, maybe from the 1700s that just transports you, or even modern day music, but you have multiple layers in your music that literally transform and work on an energetic level. Can you talk to us a little bit about that, Mark?
Sure. So I guess to kind of give a little bit of a backdrop, I was playing at a local wellness center in town, and the woman that ran the center, after I was done playing for like an open house, she goes, oh my gosh, she goes, you know, I hear these tones in your music. Let me get your CD. I want to give it to this gentleman I know. And a few weeks later, I get a call from this guy, Dr. Jones, and he was a former top consultant to NASA. He was a quantum physicist, actually a very talented energy worker. And he said, listen, I want you to bring your guitar, come to this lecture. I'm doing this lecture on energy disruptors. I want you to come and be ready just to play a couple of songs. I'm like, okay, sure. You know, I figure I'm going to show up there and play during break time or donut time or something. Little did I know that evening would change my life forever. Because up until that time, I'd never heard of quantum physics. I'd never heard of looking at myself as anything more, or the world that I live in for that matter, anything more than what I experience through my senses, you know, who I see in the mirror, what I could feel and touch and smell and all these different things. Well, that night I realized that is just a minute aspect of who and what we are. So these scientists were involved in a study, and what they were looking at is they said, you know, humanity with all of its miscreations has put in over 80,000 man-made chemicals in our air, food, and water. In addition to that, we've surrounded ourselves with countless electronic technology, you know, cell phones, Wi-Fi, smart meters, 5G, 4G, all these different things. And in their study, they were actually showing how these things that we're exposed to every day are actually putting our energy into a state of disharmony. And so Dr. Jones, in the course of his research, had received a recording of Paramahansa Yogananda chanting, who was an Indian monk from the early 1900s, for those of you who don't know. And what they noticed was that when people listened to him chant, there was a shift in brainwave activity, and it actually tuned listeners' energy fields and eliminated the negative effects of all these disruptors we're being exposed to in the environment that are having detrimental effects upon our energy. And Doc was kind of a comedian kind of guy. And he just said, listen, I love Paramahansa like the next guy, but who's going to listen to this guy chant? I mean, you know, this is a recording from the early 1900s. He can't really hold a tone. Let's go see if we can find music that'll do the same thing. And so they went out and they tested thousands of music CDs and different pieces looking for a particular response. And what they were looking for was the ability for the body or an individual to tune their energy field even when being exposed to energy disruptors. So there was a very specific response that they were looking for. Because Doc felt that, he said, listen, humanity is never going to reach its full potential or evolve its consciousness if we don't enhance our connection to the quantum grid. He said, to the field of unlimited possibility, the field of pure consciousness, which we are all expressions of. But unfortunately, with all these things in our environment, we have disrupted that connection and put ourselves into disharmony. And so what they were looking for was music that would, in essence, eliminate those negative effects and enhance people's connection. So I'm there at this lecture. They're demonstrating, they're showing how things we use every day are making us go weak and impacting our physiology. They're sharing all their research about brainwave activity and how when we're using our own technology, we're actually causing erratic brainwave activity. And so I was like blown away. But what really blew me away was halfway through the program, they said, Mark, come up here and play your guitar. And so I come up and I play, and I see people's physical energy shift instantly in front of my eyes. And I'm like going, what the heck is that? I'd never witnessed anything like this before. And I was completely blown away. And honestly, I kind of went home that night with like does not compute light flashing in my head. I was really kind of overwhelmed with all the information and what I experienced and how I saw how my music actually impacted energy. And so a few weeks later, I get a call from Doc and he said, listen, he said, we've done some preliminary studies on your music. I said, your music has the ability to tune and harmonize listeners' energy field. It puts them into this harmonized state. It enhances their connection. So as a result, it's a dramatic reduction in stress. There's an instant increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. He said, but the most exciting thing, he said, is that it opens up people's consciousness to be able to access higher levels of information. Their intuition, their creativity helps to improve memory, focus, all these different aspects which play an important role in our functionality as we go through life here on the game board of planet Earth. And so I said, Doc, I don't understand any of this at all. And he said, well, he goes, we'd like to buy 1,000 CDs from you and start selling them. I said, well, okay, that I can get my head around. I'm not so sure about all the other stuff. But that was the beginning of me really kind of stepping into learning about my ability to work with energy and music and how it could help people to rise to a new level, in essence, raise their vibration.
Wow, that's a beautiful story, and it really took you a little bit by surprise, it seems. But you know, we are very grateful that you've really embraced and embodied this amazing gift that you have. And let's talk a little bit now, Mark, about you know, since the topic of this particular show is really about abundance and prosperity, let's shift a little bit to talk about that. So what's the best way to start? Why don't we talk a little bit about kind of the lay of the land, if you will, and talk about some of the blocks that some of us might have towards abundance in whatever form, you know, we consider abundance and prosperity. You know, you spoke about, in the intro, we spoke about the five biggest prosperity blocks. So if you can share some of those things, we can also talk about, you know, ways that you and your music can shift those for us.
Absolutely. Well, I think really to kind of get an understanding of that is one day I was sitting in the office with Dr. Jones, and he said to me, he said, you know, he goes, Mark, he said, what do you think is the most powerful energy disruptor in the universe? And, you know, because at this point we were just dealing with chemicals and different things, what we were just talking about. And, you know, honestly, this guy worked for NASA. I say, you know, man, it's got to be, you know, it's got to be gamma radiation or something like that. But the answer really shocked me. And he said, would you believe that the most powerful energy disruptor of them all that puts us into a state of disharmony are our own limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions, the stories that we have imprinted into the subconscious mind, the thought belief patterns that we have imprinted from our age 0 to 7 that we've grown up with that have been imprinted by school and society that are limiting in nature. He said, those are the most potent energy disruptors of them all. And out of that conversation, I got this idea. I'm saying, well, you know, if this music eliminates the negative effects of energy disruptors in the environment, maybe it could also eliminate the negative energy disruptors we have swimming within our own subconscious and conscious minds. And so that's when I, being kind of the experimenter and mad scientist that I am myself, I started to actually experiment with my coaching clients, with their approval, of course, and started composing pieces of music and taking them through different processes. And what I realized was this energetic state, this harmonized state, also makes it very possible to literally open up an energetic doorway to yourself and reach in and remove the old thoughts, the old beliefs, the old programming that we've all ingrained within us to one degree or another that are limiting us from creating the life that we want to create. And these limiting beliefs will outpicture as reoccurring negative patterns in one of the facets of our lives. And since tonight we're talking about prosperity, prosperity is a huge facet of our lives. I mean, let's face it, when we have challenges in that facet, they get our attention, just as they do in health. But I always say some of the best lessons in life are the ones that cost you money. Those are the ones that really get your attention. But really the biggest, there's really like five main prosperity blocks. And number one by far in doing this work in over 10 years is the lack of vision of what we want to manifest. It never continues to amaze me how many people are so clear on what they don't want in their life, but they really can't tell you what they're committed to manifesting. And so what I realized, one of the biggest blocks is really having a lack of vision of what you want to manifest. I mean, it sounds simple enough, but yet if you really think about it and you really ask people, a lot of people really aren't really clear. But as far as the limiting beliefs that we hold in us that get in the way of us opening to prosperity, well, it's the limiting beliefs that you learn from your family. From age 0 to 7, your brain is operating at a higher frequency range or a very open programmable frequency range in which you put thought patterns or belief structures into the subconscious mind that really become the basis of the operating system software of your mind that you're going to function as you move forward, as you grow up in your human experience. So the number one source is that we learn these beliefs from our family. You know, whether they're empowering, disempowering, we plug them all in. And the second one is really, we don't have self-worth or value who and what we are. I think there's some kind of programming that's been put into humanity as a whole that we're not enough. And, you know, money is the exchange of value. You know, prosperity is really opening up the value. Well, if you don't value yourself or have a sense of self-worth, how are you ever expected to open up to prosperity? The third aspect is really unresolved issues from past mistakes that we've all made with money. We've all made them. We've all done things, you know, some, maybe way back when somebody offered us Apple stock at $5 and we said no, you know, or we invested in some investment that went sideways and we, you know, we didn't get out in time. And so we've made these mistakes. And as a result of these unresolved issues within us, those mistakes govern how we function moving forward in our life. And then the fourth aspect is really the beliefs that society taught you about prosperity. I mean, you think about it. How have we been so ingrained? You know, one of the most popular ones, if you're going to be successful and be prosperous, you need to work what? You need to work hard. You need to make all your effort, everything, and work your butt off to be prosperous. And is that a true belief? Is that like written in the tablets somewhere in the wisdom of the ancients? I don't believe so. I think that's something that we've been programmed and ingrained with. And unfortunately, that belief structure, as an example, is really the root cause of us breaking down our physiology and how we operate in the world, and ultimately a pathway to discontent. So those, in my mind, are really the biggest prosperity blocks that we're dealing with. Lack of a vision of what you want, limiting beliefs of what you learn from your family, that you don't have self-worth or value who you are as a human being, as a divine expression of life. You have unresolved issues from past mistakes with money. And then we all have these beliefs that society has taught us about prosperity and about money. And because they're ingrained within that operating system software of our minds, they govern what shows up or what doesn't show up in our life experience. And so if you're experiencing a challenge in the area of prosperity, a prosperity block, a reoccurring negative pattern, that's a telltale sign that you're holding on to a belief structure that's not in alignment with the divine expression of life that you truly are. And that in order to change it, you need to clear it, let it go, and dissipate it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for sharing that, Mark. So I wanted to follow up with you on kind of the natural progression of this conversation, which is, how does your music specifically help us to move beyond these blocks or look at things differently, change our perception so that we can evolve our consciousness, we can evolve the way we perceive these things, kind of just to, you know, shift that paradigm, really to collapse the illusion, right? How do we collapse the illusion?
Yes.
around these blocks, using, I think, specifically in your case, Mark, the music and the notes and the energy and the vibration that the music carries.
Well, there's really two things that we can do that we can address in that question. So one, the music creates a harmonized state in listeners. And so harmonized state is where you like tune the body's energy field. If you think about it, we have this beautiful field of energy around us, commonly called an aura. Quantum physicists like to call it a biofield. And that biofield has layers of energy that correspond to each chakra center within the body. And they govern our physiology, how we operate in life, and how we operate in the world. When that energy is out of tune, it makes it very hard for us to function. But when we're in this harmonized state, you can literally open a door to yourself and let go of these old beliefs, the beliefs that you learn from your family, the beliefs that you have about your own self-worth and the value of who and what you are. You can reach within yourself and let go of these past mistakes you've made in regards to money, or even any of these belief structures that society has taught you about prosperity or your self-worth or anything to that effect. So number one is really this energetic response. It's really quite profound. Mm. You can give people an experience of it. It's demonstrable. I mean, it literally is instant increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. As soon as you push the button, people's physiology changes because it tunes the body's energy field. And when you're in that tune and harmonized state, it just opens the door for transformation on such a deeper level. The other thing is that over the years I've composed these pieces with different intentions, different pieces of music. So way back when I was starting the journey, somebody had sent me a note, oh, you should go to this sound healing conference in Santa Fe. And, you know, so I went and I looked on the website and there's all these, had this video, and there's all these like really like serious scientific dudes talking about sound and vibration. And I'm like going, oh my gosh, there's no way I'm going to sit through 2.5 days of a lecture with like scientist guys like that. It's really hard for me to sit for a long period of time getting downloaded like that. Like maybe it brings me back to school. It's probably some beliefs I have to clear about school and stuff. I said, there's no way I'm going to go. But yeah, one guy said one thing, and he said, music is the carrier way for intention. And I'm like, I said, well, what would happen if I started composing pieces of music with different intentions behind them? And so once again, I'm doing a coaching session with a client of mine, a young lady who had a reoccurring negative pattern of attracting the wrong kind of man over 10 years, trying to create a healthy, loving relationship, completely blocked. And as I'm talking to her, I could hear that she was out of tune. She was holding on to resentment. She was holding on to things that weren't in alignment with that. And so I asked questions and I kind of dug in deeper, ended up a lot of resentment against her father. And I said, listen, are you open to forgiving your dad? And she said, I am. I said, all right, I'm going to play you a piece of music on forgiveness. And so out comes a piece of music I'd never played before. It was almost like the guitar played me. And out comes this piece of music with the intention of forgiveness. I recorded it in the studio. I sent it to her. I said, you know, here you go. Play this in your environment and let's see what happens. And so 2 days later, she called me up. You're not going to believe this, Mark. I said, well, what's up? She goes, my dad called me today out of the blue. And he said, you know what? 10 years is way too long to have unreconciled things between us. Are you open to sitting down and talking about forgiveness? He said, you don't understand, Mark. My dad is like macho man guy. You look up macho in the dictionary, it's got his picture. He would never do anything like that. I said, the biggest lesson we all need to learn is the outer world is a reflection of the inner. You set the intention to forgive your father. You worked with this vibrational piece of music that was tuned with the frequency of forgiveness. And lo and behold, what shows up? An opportunity to forgive. And so from that first experience, I started creating these different pieces of music that were in aligned with, in this case, prosperity. You know, musical mantras like self-worth, self-love, self-value, you know, opening to abundance, knowing, faith and trust. You know, all of these are key frequencies in really shifting old limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions and opening up to a more abundant and prosperous life.
Well, I know that you've got our attention.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think there's one other thing that popped in my head.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, I remember, you know, it's like, okay, so I came out of the, it was easy for me to walk away. It wasn't real easy, but needless to say, I had a bunch of money in the bank when I walked away from my old career. Well, 08 hit and all of it was gone. You know, yeah. Got the letter from the bank, going to take your house away. You know, as a dad with a wife and two children, I mean, talk about hitting the rock bottom. And so it really inspired me to start working on within my own self, what are these things that need to be addressed? And that's where I came up with these foundational patterns that need to be worked through. So I worked on myself with my own music, with energy work and stuff to clear those things. And the interesting thing was, I remember I went on my very first telesummit for an interview and sold so many CDs that I actually was able to call the bank and tell them that I could pay myself up in full and keep the house. And so not only that, I started to see shifts where now I'm looking at over 10 years being able to take care of my wife, my kids, and live in Southern California in my home. doing what feeds my heart and soul and what I'm passionate about. But I think probably the biggest shift that took place after really working on clearing this stuff out was I had also a nice big line of credit on the second on the house. That was $200,000. And like I said, I was really in leveraging real estate. And anybody who was in real estate in 08 knows how painful that was. And so I had this big old second on the house. Well, I get a letter from Bank of America saying, the government spanked us for giving out bad loans. So consider your loan paid in full. It's no longer a debt. And I'm like going, are you freaking kidding me? I couldn't even come up with that in the biggest and best dreams. But that's what shows up. The more you're able to let go of the old programming, the more you're able to rise above these old thoughts, these old beliefs, these old perceptions, you can truly align yourself with who you really are, because who you really are is prosperous. Who you really are is abundant. You're the universe in motion. What has lack got to do with that? It all comes down to what we believe about ourselves, about the world that we live in, about what we deserve. And when you're able to clear those things, that's when the miracles take place.
Wow, beautiful. So we not only get to listen to really, really beautiful, beautiful music, but it literally like reconstructs us on an energetic level, and changes our energetic structure, and
Absolutely.
Then helps us to release these limiting beliefs and change our paradigms to literally change our future timelines. So you know, this changes your timeline. You know, this changes your probability lines and your possibility lines by listening to music. It's wonderful. It's wonderful, wonderful work that you do. And someone actually just wrote in, and we're not ready to go to questions yet, but we'll do that soon. But let me ask you, Mark, because this is something that someone wrote in. And with this music, the question actually is from Lordiel from Lithuania. So Lordiel, if you're listening to this now or later, here's your question. Lordiel asks, does the music reach inside the DNA and the inner self? And I guess I'll let you answer that. But can it be played while sleeping or meditating to help us with prosperity and self-worth? So, you know, does it work on that subconscious level when we're sleeping?
Well, it works on the energetic level. And so whether you're looking at DNA or molecules or building blocks of an individual, you break us down to who we really are. And we're these beautiful energetic expressions of life. I remember Dr. Jones always used to call us these super wireless biological computers. You know, we have this connection to the ultimate super internet. So it really works on your energy level. Okay, on your energy itself, which is the basis of DNA. DNA is made up of energy. Cells are made up of energy. You're made up of energy. And when you put those into tune and into harmony, all kinds of things can shift. Now, here's the beauty of it. You can play the music while you're sleeping. You can play the music while you push play and go about your day and do the things you got to do. You don't have to sit there and focus listening to it. You just push play. And here's the thing that really blows people's minds. The ear doesn't even need to hear the music to create the vibrational shift. So we've done demonstrations and demos of playing the music. The person can't hear it, and they have a complete energetic shift, even though the ear can't hear it. People go, well, how is that? How can that work? Well, the ear is only calibrated to receive a very small, minute spectrum of vibration. Sound exists outside of that spectrum. Your cat can hear things that you can't hear. Same with your dog. You know, there's things that so much going on around us outside of our senses. And so you can push play and turn it to volume one and change the energy in your environment, in your house, and actually tune and harmonize and begin to breathe in those frequencies of energy and begin to start shifting your energy. But there's one key step. And this is my favorite story of all time. I got an email from a woman, and she said, you know what? Is there any way you could play a song that make my husband a better man? And I love that. I just, of course, I laugh being a husband. I'm like, oh, God, my wife would be playing that all the time. I wouldn't get any rest at the house, you know. And I responded to her. I said, you know, I could play the most beautiful piece of music in the universe, but if your husband isn't willing to set the intention to become a better man, it's not going to matter. So the most important thing in all of this work, and to really open up to the healing qualities and the possibilities of the music or any energy work for that matter, is to set the intention to change, to set the intention to, let's say, have more self-worth, or to set the intention to open to more prosperity, or to set the intention. I mean, that's a key step. You can tune a person's energy field and harmonize it, but when it comes to changing thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions that a person is holding on to, well, that's where free will comes into play, and the individual must be willing to set the intention to change.
Absolutely. So I think that there's going to be a lot of people on the call today who have that intention to change. I think that's why we're here, you know, spending this time, you know, in the space of personal growth and in the space of, you know, really attuning ourselves to be able to make those changes, to make those transformations and receive more light. So, yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I wanted to do this, Mark, unless there's something else that you wanted to cover right now to share with the community. Everyone, we are going to have Mark take us through a beautiful process, a healing process that's going to be a little bit later on. But I wanted to give everyone the opportunity to ask Mark a question about the content or about blocks that you might have, about anything that you might be curious around. How the music can help to shift those blocks. I know we've spoken about them, but you might have some unique questions. Start to raise your hand, or if you're on the webinar page, go ahead and put your question in the webinar box, and we'll get to as many questions as we can as time allows. But Mark, if it suits you now, I'd love to go to the phones and take some questions. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Beautiful. Let's do that. So let's go to Toronto, Ontario, and the last four digits of the phone number are 6384, 6384 from Toronto, and you are live with Mark.
Hello there. Hi, Mark. Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
It's a joy because I've actually heard Mark many times before, and his music is just absolutely expressively, amazingly wonderful. So I'm considering this call to be quite a gift from the universe. Because I have a challenging question, and your list touched on an important one for me, and that is self-value. Because when I was a child, my mother and my family insisted that I would never be able to have what I wanted and would never be heard by the divine, because I experienced a couple of disabilities. And even to this day, my siblings are like, but you're a burden, so don't lose sight that you're a burden. When I want to allow the manifestation of abundance that I know is mine, and knowing that I'm wonderfully loved and all that, there's a little person in my head that says, but if I love myself, it doesn't matter, because no one else is going to love me. If I value myself, it doesn't matter because my family says I have no value. How do you break that kind of childhood programming, belief-wise, with the music that you created with?
Well, there's a couple things that come up, and thank you so much for sharing. And you probably picked the area that I believe, and this is the process we're going to do today, is going to be around self-worth, self-value, self-appreciation. And isn't it interesting that all of those words, worth, value, appreciation, happen to tie into prosperity and very interestingly tie into that. So this is probably the area, you know, that we all hold on to certain beliefs about, you know. So the question is how? Well, first of all, one is, I'll ask you the question right now. I'm going to ask you from the standpoint of who you really are, which is a powerful expression of the universe, who's unlimited in nature, regardless of whatever types of physical characteristics, whatever your family has told you or whatever. Are you willing to set the intention to open up to another level of your self-worth and your and step into the value of who you are and what it is that you bring?
Right.
Are you? Are you willing to set that intention? It's a yes.
I'm here.
I'll give you a hint. Just say yes.
Did you hear the question, Rob?
I'm sorry. No. What was the question?
Oh, are you willing to set the intention to open to another level of your self-worth, your value, and appreciate the magnificent expression of life?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I want to understand what it feels like to love myself and know that that's true and know that that's going to impact my reality regardless of what I've been told otherwise.
Right. The first step is to set the intention to have the willingness to change.
Okay.
How the music helps with that is it's going to allow you to open up that aspect to yourself. So if you think about what your family, you know, oh, you're never going to amount to anything, you're a burden. All those are belief structures that are in your subconscious mind. They're almost like, imagine like a ball of like dark energy within your energetic field, within the subconscious.
Mm.
Well, the music, in essence, opens up a doorway where you can start releasing and dissipating that energy and letting it out of your field. The more that you release and dissipate, the smaller it gets, the smaller it gets, until eventually one day.
Yeah.
And because you've been gifted with the ability to move energy, you can move your own energy. We all have it. We've all been gifted this ability. We're just not consciously thinking about moving our own energy. Well, every thought, every belief, every perception that you have about what your family told you and what you, those are just vibration, energy.
I'm umming in agreement.
Did that?
Okay, all right.
Was that helpful? Thanks.
Yeah, it is great. Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you, Ian.
And stay tuned for the process we're going to do, because it'll really help.
Okay,
thanks.
Yeah. All right,
thank
wonderful.
You.
Okay, let's go to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and the last four digits of the phone number are 5159.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, or well, where I get you some support is, I started doing the healing and coaching work that I do now. I originally began offering it in some form 15 years ago, and I was able to easily connect with people and get coaching clients and do this work rather easily at that time for a handful of years. And I took some time off. Life happened. And I've been struggling for the past handful of years to resume this work. And I'm clear today, you know, the work has changed a lot through the training that I've gone through this past decade, and how I help people has changed, but I haven't been able to have the ease and the connection and the clients and the income that I'd like to create with this work and be at the level of service that I'd like to be at this work. And that's where I could use some support.
So you said that it has changed. So are you integrating in your own processes and into the...
Hey, Mark, are you still there?
I still am. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you broke up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So in case you didn't hear the question, so in your work, in this change of work, so you took this break, you came back, you said that the work had evolved and changed. Did you start doing your own like energy work in this, or bringing your own unique expressions into this work, or was it strictly
yes.
off what you had learned in the past? Okay.
Yeah, that's, yeah, because it was my personal work and inner work is what, you know, was the catalyst for the change in how I work with people.
Well, welcome to the biggest opportunity to work on your stuff.
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
anytime that we become the anytime that we become the service, because it's one thing to like learn something, okay? It's not you. You still learn it from somebody else. There's a value attached to it. There's something there. But when you bring your own uniqueness, your own expression, your own creative work, in this case, your own healing expression, it then immediately ties back to that self-worth, belief in yourself, those particular aspects. You know, it's like, I never had any challenges selling computer chips. Those were easy to sell, you know.
Yeah.
But when I became, I remember when I first came out with my CD and I'm like, my CD is like $15. And I'm all like shaking like a kid asking for $15 for a CD. You know, why? Well, it's because you bring in the personal aspect to it. All this, once again, going back to all the stories you learned about yourself, who you are, what it is that you bring into the world, the value of what that. And then if we're not in alignment, or if we're still holding on to old belief structures around that subject matter, which it sounds like maybe there's some of that swimming in the mix. Not only that, but I also hear that you hold, I don't know if resentment against yourself is the right word. There's a little bit of a blame, you know, why did I stop? I shouldn't have stopped because I had things were going great. Then when I came back and then I struggled, you know, I should have never done that. So I'm hearing a little bit of that in the mix too. And once again, that ties to letting what I don't like the term past mistakes, but I call them past learning experiences. But, you know, a little bit of that also. But as you step into your own unique expression, you're really going to have work and address this aspect of self-worth, self-belief, about believing in who you are and taking that to a new level. You can create this and you can change this and you can, this is a huge opportunity for you to not only heal a big part of your life, but also open up to serving your clients that are, you know, coming on the way in a much higher way than you ever could have before. And you're just going to have to do some work on it. And so once again, it's about getting clear on your vision, being connected to that vision, taking time to be in gratitude every day for every little opportunity, whether it helps you reach your goal or not, everything that shows up, and being in that feeling space and building that self-belief, who you are, that you matter, and that what you bring forward can have a profound difference in people's lives. Are you willing?
Hey, Mark, did we lose you?
Yeah. No, I'm here.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Were you able to hear Mark that little that last piece?
I think he was about to ask me a question.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I just had the best like total like channeled information that came out. And I guess, you know, hey, we can't predict what happens.
But I think where you broke up maybe is you may have been asking me, am I willing to step into something?
Yes, just to believe in who you are and what it is that you bring forward and your unique expression and to really own the value of it.
Yes, I'm willing to do that.
And that's the beginning. And you still have to hold fast to your vision and be clear on what that vision is. How many clients do you want? How do you want to express your work? And be in gratitude for every little piece that shows up and continue to diligently work yourself, letting go of what's no longer serving you and what's not in alignment.
All All right. Thank you so much. Much love to you. All right. Thanks for calling
in. Thank you.
Okay. Bye now.
Thank you.
All right. Beautiful. Well, let's do this, Mark. I wanted to prepare you in just a little while to take everyone through that process you're going to be taking us through. But before then, let's do this. I think people are probably curious now around working with you. I know there's been some comments. People love your work and have worked with you in the past. I know there's been some paradigms that have shifted with respect to people's understanding on the subject of how music can help. So I wanted to have you share your offer with everyone first. So everyone, if you are on the webinar page, then underneath Mark's photograph, you'll see the offer, the orange offer button. And of course, this will get sent out via email tonight as well. So if you're not able to look at it, then you can certainly look at it later. But if you'd like to follow along, then you would need to type in wotashow.com, wotashow.com/Mark6. And it's M-A-R-K. And then the number 6, everything's lowercase. And, of course, that's for people who are not on the webinar page and can't click. So if you wanted to just type it in, wotashow.com/Mark6, and that'll bring you to a page that says Unleash the Prosperous You, which is Mark's offer for the wisdom community today. So, Mark, if you wouldn't mind, let everyone know what this offer is all about.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it really embodies what we've been talking about today. It addresses these five areas that are essential. If you're going to open to more prosperity, and whether it's growing and expanding your business, whatever your goal, your dream might be, you know, you need to optimize your vision. So this is multiple, really six modules of music and what I call energy harmonizations, which we'll experience here in a little bit, that are designed to help you work through those particular areas, but also to plant the seeds for what you're growing, what you're manifesting in your life. We have to plant the seeds. There's just no way around it. So this series is really designed. It's providing you these musical tools to be able to, in essence, get clear on your vision, plant the seeds for what you want to manifest in it, and then it's going to help you go through each of those particular areas and help you to free yourself from those family and generational issues that you've learned related to money, and really, as a result, open up to embrace new levels of abundance. And one of the most powerful modules, and certainly one of the areas that I love to work within, is building your self-worth, the value of who and what you are, self-appreciation. Man, if you're going to open... I guess, you know, money is what we exchange value in the world today. Is it a perfect system? No, obviously it's flawed and it's beginning to change, you know, but right now, like, hey, like I offered my mortgage company some musical mantra pieces in exchange for a mortgage payment. They wouldn't go for it. So I have to pay them money. So it's so important to really to open to our self-worth. So there's a process that's going to help you to let go of the doubt, let go of the stories, the reasons why you don't value who you are, what it is that you bring forward. It's also going to help you to forgive yourself and let go of the regret that we hold over things that we've done in the past. I mean, man, for years I like had to really work through the mistakes I had made prior to 08, you know, investing wise and things that I didn't do. And there are some times when it still shows up today where I have to work through things and release and dissipate that energy. This system is all about helping you open that door to yourself, reach in, and let go of those family issues, those belief structures you learned growing up, to help you to let go of all the beliefs that are in the way of you really owning your self-worth and who and what it is that you're bringing forward into the world. It's opening the door to reach in and basically let go of those past unresolved issues that you're still holding about, that you made mistakes about money, that maybe you did something that was not in complete, you know, alignment. Hey, you got to let it go. You can't hang on to that stuff. That blocks the flow of abundance in your life. But also it's about dissipating any limiting thoughts, beliefs around money so that you can start opening up to prosperity from all kinds of sources. And it shows up in all kinds of different ways. So really, it's an opportunity for you to transform yourself, to plant the seeds for what you want to create, but to also pull the weeds and let go of what's in the way of you truly growing and orchestrating the life that you desire. Like I said, our inherent right, our inherent true nature is to be abundant and prosperous. If you're having prosperity issues and blocks, it just means that you're holding on to some stuff in some of these areas, whether it's the family beliefs, building your self-worth, letting go of the past, letting go of beliefs you learned from society. And ultimately, this series is going to teach you how to manage your energy, your personal energy. Your life is an outpicture of your energy, period. That's why you can do all kinds of stuff out there to try to change things. But until you look in the mirror and reach within yourself, things aren't going to change. And unfortunately, in the modern day world, we've been taught to look in the mirror and our hair's all over this way and that way. And what do? We try to brush the mirror expecting the reflection to change. It doesn't work that way. This beautiful universe we live in mirrors back to us. So if we want to change what we're experiencing, we need to change ourselves. And so part of that is to learn how to deal with your emotions about what you learn from your parents, your emotions about the struggle to open up to more clients. That's how you release and dissipate these things. You got to feel these things, and that can get kind of scary, but yet that's how you become a master of your own personal energy. And when you're able to suspend your judgment, you can really open up to amazing things. So there are 6 modules. You work with each module for a week, and it will help you to go through and to work through these particular areas that we've been discussing on today's call. In addition to that, I also put an 80-minute playlist as a bonus of healing prosperity music. So it's 80 minutes of music that you can play going about the things that you do in the course of your day that are going to continue to raise your vibration, to shift your energy, and to help you open up to more. And some of those musical mantra pieces are like abundance, receiving, faith and trust, momentum, gratitude, deserving, peace, clarity, enhanced connection. All of these are essential vibrational frequencies to opening to more prosperity in your life. So, of course, Ian always like says, hey, let's put together a great offer for my audience. So it's the whole package value is $597, and we're doing a $97 special offer just for being part of this program. And these are some powerful tools, and the best thing is that they're tools that you can keep in your tool belt moving forward from here forward in your life. You just don't go through the 6 weeks and you're done. You've got tools that you can use in any of those aspects of your life as you continue to move forward and as you continue to expand and evolve and unfold. You're going to have new opportunities to let go of things that aren't serving you. And you've got some great tools that can support you for a lifetime in making sure that you can open to more abundance and prosperity and start manifesting and creating the life that you deserve.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you mentioned for a lifetime, and that's what I just love about this, is that You can listen to this, and as you mentioned earlier, Mark, you don't even have to hear it. You can just put it on super low, and the vibration and the intention that's carried and woven into this music is going to make those energetic changes. So, you know, it's
absolutely
like it's the epitome of multitasking, right? You know, you can just play it while doing something. You know. It doesn't require an energetic output. You know, you don't have to drive anywhere to go see someone and to spend a couple of hours in session. You can just press play as often as you like and just hear this most amazing harmonious music, which is gonna affect you in so many ways. You know, even at the physical level, just hearing it, if you are just listening to it, if you've heard Mark's music, it's absolutely beautiful. It's beautiful music to listen to, but not only is it beautiful music to listen to, that you'd probably listen to anyway, but it carries so much power and transformational energy in the music. I love this type of work, Mark. I think that your work is, for people with busy schedules or, those of us who have families, or, it's so beautiful. You can actually just press play and listen, or just have it play in the background, or as someone asked earlier, you can listen to it while you sleep, and you can have the transformation.
Yes, you
occur.
Can.
Yeah.
And even in these modules, in each process. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, and I think you hit on something really important, because we live in an attention deficit disorder world. I mean, we're busy, we got things going on, and if you decide to have a family and work and all these different things, I mean, let's face it, we're time crunched. And even the processes, because there are energy harmonizations, which are really our guided processes that I take you through, you'll never have any more time investment than 20 minutes a day. And I did that on purpose, because if you start going out farther than that, people don't follow through. Even with 20 minutes a day, it can be challenging. But are you willing to invest 20 minutes a day of your time to go through a guided energy harmonization process to plant the seeds for what you're creating and to let go of what's no longer serving you? And then the rest of the time, you just push play on the playlist and go about your day. You don't have to focus and listen. You can if you want to, and I teach people how to do that, but you don't have to do that. And so I think that's the other thing that's really important, is that this series will stir stuff up. I guarantee it. Mm-hmm. We want it to get stirred up. And that's why one of the other bonuses that I added was, access to an online energy healing and coaching session with me, where you have an opportunity to come in, ask questions, share what's showing up for you. And we're going to do some energy work on the call itself and further help you to integrate these frequencies and create this shift and this transformation.
Mm. Okay, so let's talk. We didn't talk about that in much detail, Mark. So talk about that bonus too again in that online energy healing session. So is that something that's like a live group session for everyone, where they dial in, like on a webinar or
yes.
on a phone line? Okay.
Yeah, I do them on Zoom. It's on, if you want to turn your camera on, you feel brave, you can wave hi, we can connect, and it's about answering what's showing up, because stuff's going to show up, and it's a great opportunity to talk about it, get it out, get some direction. Plus, I'm going to do energy work on it. We'll further clear stuff out, help things get integrated in. It's really important. And you got to have a support structure in place.
Yeah.
Because the biggest challenge that we have in any kind of transformational work, not just mine or any transformational work, is what the mind comes up with. Because the mind wants to keep you safe. The mind wants to keep you where you're at, because that's what's known and that's what's safe. And it's been designed, really back to ancient times, talk about wisdom of the ancients, right? Where, we're out of the plains of Africa, and the unknown is where the lion is. The unknown is where danger is. And so the mind, not always in the most optimal of ways, tries to keep you safe. And for many of us who have struggled with finances and prosperity issues over time, we know that there's fear of what can open up if these things were to change in my life. And then, there's a structure, and that's why it's so important to have this call and to bring those fears forward too, because we'll release and dissipate them right on the call. And they show up. It's just part of the human experience. And that's really what this whole offer, the bonuses, the bonus music's really designed, is to help you to change that part of you that needs to be changed, that energetic part of you, your state of being, and align it with more prosperity and abundance, and to provide you some tools, the music, but also the online energy healing session, to really address what shows up. And so you can clear it out and continue to move forward and continue your own healing and transformational process.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. I love it. And, I'm looking at the bonus, and I'm thinking, well, that bonus number one could be the package in itself. 80 minutes of healing prosperity music, you know, I would get it just for that. And, you know, I don't want to take the easy way out, but, you know, this is almost like taking the easy way out, but it's about receiving as well. So, you know, the first track there is around abundance and receiving and surrender. You know, we can surrender and receive and trust that it's okay to receive. You know, this is an offering, mm-hmm. you know, it's an offering by Mark Romero, but it's really an offering by the universe via or through Mark Romero. You know, this isn't something that, you know, Mark is necessarily, you know, creating on his own, right? I mean, Mark is the instrument, and the abilities and capabilities that you have, Mark, you've been gifted by the divine. The talents are not, I mean, you have the talents within your physical being, but these talents were gifted to you. And so all of this is something that yes. we're being offered really by the divine. And it's your responsibility to share this. And we're just in such gratitude to have you on the show and share this with us. So what I was saying, long story short, was that I think that this bonus number one could be the package, almost an hour and a half of music on all these aspects that I personally would like to receive more of in my life. I would like to receive more abundance, more peace. I'd like to get better at honoring myself. I'd like to work on my sense of gratitude, work on clarity and enhance connection. So, that was my little piece on that bonus itself. All right. Well, beautiful. Oh, thank you.
You know, and there's so many ways you can use it too. And I tell people, I say, you know what? If there's something in that bonus playlist, like let's say one of those pieces that you're talking about, you know, faith and trust, for example, which is huge and obviously plays an important part in opening to abundance and going through our life journey, is that you can actually, yeah, you can push play and go about your day, but you can also work with the piece and say, oh, faith and trust. Well, I'm going to set the intention to build my faith and trust, push play, and imagine breathing in the notes. And it's such a powerful transformation. You can do some, like, really shift your energy. So obviously I want to encourage everybody to go through the modules. There's a recording of an hour call that I do talking about each subject matter to listen, to have reference to, and then these energy harmonizations that are just 20 minutes a day that are a combination with music and guided processes to help you to clear through. And then you've got this music to support you that you can push play and go about your day, or you can actually breathe in a little clarity, or you can actually breathe in some gratitude, or how about a little sight of momentum, or perhaps maybe a little abundance or some faith and trust. And you can literally breathe in those notes, but it always starts with an intention. Got to set the intention.
Wonderful. Well, let's do this. Mark, I always want to go to the web because people are also putting questions in on the web. And so I wanted to take this question from Kajini or Kajini. It's K-A-G-N-I, so I'm sorry. You can correct me, from Brisbane, Australia. And this is related to abundance. So the question is, I want to set up a retreat to help people connect with their own souls. There is a payment required for this retreat. How do I trust the process that I will get the people and find a way to pay in time without getting in the way of spirit?
Well, that's a good – well, we could have a whole nother call on just that question alone, huh?
Yeah.
You know, I think the there's a lot there to try to kind of understand. So basically it's like how can – I guess really the thing is, once again, is to be confirmed on your vision, to be clear on what that vision is, to take the time to not only see that vision within that sacred space of your imagination, but to breathe in the emotion of that vision realized. This is the most important thing. Visualizing is great, but man, you got to have the feeling aspect too. What would you feel with all these people signing up for your retreat? You'd feel excitement. You'd feel joy. You'd feel passionate. You'd feel maybe even a sense of relief. Man, just breathe all that in and vision it, see it, feel it. And then be in gratitude for each little nugget that shows up on the way, even though it might seem insignificant. Somebody just writes an email and asks a question. Be in gratitude for the inquiry. Be in gratitude for everything that shows up. And most importantly, you know, have faith and trust, man. Hey, I'm going to have faith and trust. You got to let it go into the hands of the divine. You plant the seeds, but when it grows, how it grows is not your domain. The most important thing is to just let go and trust that what you planted will grow, and to make sure that you remove any weeds, any negative thoughts that are counter to what it is that you want to create in your experience. One of the best exercises I highly recommend is I like to set a timer on my phone that dings. And I ask, you know, when it dings randomly, I notice, what am I thinking at that moment? And become aware of what it is that you're thinking, because what the conscious mind thinks, it plants seeds within the subconscious, especially reoccurring thoughts. So take some time to be aware of that. So solidify the vision, feel the vision, breathe it in, do that every day. Be connected to that. Be in gratitude. Those help you to shift into that energetic vibrational shift. And then watch yourself for the stuff that shows up. It will. The fear, the worry, you got to let that go. You can't release and dissipate it. Those are just frequencies of energy once again. And you've been gifted with the ability to move energy. So move the energy out. Let it go.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Wonderful. Well, Mark, if it works for you now, it'd be wonderful if you can take us through that process to just share with us what it's about, and then take us through it.
Absolutely. So I think the most important area out of all the areas, you know, out of those four areas that we talked about, is the area of self-worth, self-belief, self-appreciation. You know, you have to believe in who you are and what you are. So that's what this process is all about. So I'm going to ask the question right now, once again, to everybody on this call, right now, whether you're on live or listening to the replay, are you willing to set the intention right here, right now, to appreciate who you are, to embody the value of what you're bringing into the planet? I don't know whether that's work, whether you're a mom, however that is, whether you're a coach, are you willing to embody that and to set the intention to bring that forward and to own a whole nother level, a whole nother frequency range of your own self-worth, your own self-value, your own self-appreciation? So I'm going to assume that everybody says yes. And so what I want to invite you to do is I want you to start, just sit back and breathe, and just notice your breathing. Just see what happens while you breathe. Just notice the rising, the falling of your breath. Just take another deep breath. Who you are matters. worship of the same divine energy. Set this beautiful universe in motion. Just breathe that in. How you show up in the world. So just take another deep, slow inhale. Just anchor in that energy, that frequency, that commitment on your part to believe in who you are and what it is that you bring. And make a commitment to shine your light. Let's take another deep, slow inhale. And there you go.
Beautiful music. Thank you, thank you. So when you play that, you mentioned earlier that our physiology changes and it opens the door for transformation to occur. So just by listening to your music, Mark, all of us that have listened have had some degree, some level of transformation today.
That is correct.
Wonderful. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the show again, Mark. Is there anything that you feel that you'd like to share with the community as we start to wind this down, maybe something I've forgotten to ask you, anything that's come through to share, maybe some final words?
Well, I guess the thing that shows up for me is that, you know, man, what can open up for all of us if we were to really realize that struggle, strain, worry, this are not our natural state. That's not what we were designed to do. That within you is an amazing part of you. I guess it kind of reminds me, I remember there was some years where I, after I, Doc, the gentleman who discovered the energy in my music, who was really my mentor, he got light beamed off the planet, and I was kind of there, sitting there kind of going, yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this music and this energy. And I remember I heard this quote one day that changed my life forever, and I want to share it here. I said, you know, people think we need to seek enlightenment, but no, we are enlightened. That is our natural state. What is unnatural is the state that we have been put into. We need to rise above the vibrational barriers and the limiting belief systems that have held us in a state of unenlightenment. It's not about journeying. It's not about finding it. It's about letting go of the pieces that aren't in alignment with that truth and getting in touch with the masterpiece that's within each and every one of us. You already are the masterpiece. You already are prosperous and abundant. That is your true state. That is who you really are. All you have to do is just remove the pieces that are hiding the masterpiece within. And that's what I love about your show, Ian, because that's what you're committed to, and that's what you're bringing forward with all the cool guests that you have on this. And I'm honored to have an opportunity to be part of this show and to share. Thank you so very much.
Oh, absolutely. It's been a pleasure having you on and listening to your music and just, you know, reminding us of this power. You know, the power of the frequency, the power of the vibration, the power to transform us, you know, energetically. While we can be pleasured by the music, we can also be transformed by the music. So it's been wonderful having you to give us that reminder that sometimes we forget about that. And also when it comes to the choices we make, you know, we have a choice what type of music we listen to. So, you know, what do we reach for, you know, when we want to listen to music? And so here we can, you know, reach for music that is both very pleasing to the ear as well as transformational. So I just feel very grateful that you've been on the show and shared that with us and helped us to remember that music is tremendously transformational. And, you know, we have this available to us. So thank you again, Mark, for your offer and putting everything together and putting that playlist together for us. And I'm excited to hear from people who sign up to work with you some of the ways that their lives change or some of the ways that they feel that they've been transformed by your music.
My pleasure. Thank you so very much for having me again.
Absolutely. All right.
Always
everyone.
A good time, Ian.
Always a good time. Well, sweet souls, thank you so much for being here and showing up. Either live or on the replays. So appreciative of you being here and being part of the community. And we thank Divine Mother, we thank Divine Father, we thank Mother Earth and Father Son, we thank the Ancient Ones, we thank all the beautiful divine beings of love, light, power, and service for being here with us and really holding the space for us to transform. All right, sweet souls, thank you so much for being here. Much love to you all. Bye now.